This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Couple of stories now about some of the traps that are still out there as businesses start to reopen. First of all, and mainly, the virus. Some companies where people got sick learned hard lessons about how fast and how easily COVID can spread in an office. A tire distributor in Tennessee offers its experience as a cautionary tale. Blake Farmer reports now from WPLN in Nashville.
Forklifts honk their way through the heavy scent of rubber. This busy warehouse in Nashville is where the action is for tire distributor Dunlap and Kyle. But the virus didn't start among the warehouse workers. It started in the wood-paneled office of the general manager.
My name's Adam Waldrop.
He developed cold-like symptoms, got tested, and found out he had COVID-19. He doesn't know where he caught it.
Well, it's just so hard to figure out the source. We have so many people in and out of here. We have, you know, traveling salesmen, which at that point we had brought in. But, you know, we deliver tires. So there's just no telling.
The corporate office in Mississippi messaged everyone in Tennessee to pack up their stuff, go home, and get tested. But it was already too late. Waldrop's wife, 2-year-old son, and mother-in-law fell ill, and the virus had already infected much of the sales team, which sits in a bullpen of cubicles just outside Waldrop's office.
He did not get it. He did. The guy on the end did not. Everybody here down got it.
In all, Waldrop points out a dozen workers, about 1 in 6 employees, who tested positive. He says they've had to get comfortable with sharing otherwise private health information. IT worker Tyler Smallwood tested positive, to his surprise.
I didn't notice for the first couple of days. It wasn't until I used some hand sanitizer and it had no smell that I was like, that doesn't seem right.
Most people had mild cases, but the oldest, the sales manager, got it the worst. Frank Harvey says he left the office that Thursday afternoon worried about the business and hitting his numbers. Then when his temperature spiked and sent him to the hospital for 3 days, he entered survival mode.
You've got all the factors going against you. You're just a tad bit overweight and you're past 60, so it's pretty scary.
Harvey recovered, so did his colleagues and their households, and now they're back, mostly focused on selling tires, but a bit more diligent about infection control. They're still not wearing masks, but they have them handy, and a clerical employee was tasked with taking everyone's temperature when they arrive.
She's about to shoot you with that thing.
I'm ready.
He snuck through when you were coming in.
I know, I didn't see you. 36.2, you're normal.
Everyone's had to learn Celsius. They can't get their new temporal thermometer switched to Fahrenheit. All these new safeguards have had companies turning to the National Federation of Independent Business for guidance. Senior counsel Elizabeth Milito says all kinds of employers, from nail salons to warehouses, are having to come up with their own ways to keep everyone safe.
The new reality is setting in, and it's tiring.
Milito says members are asking the NFIB, who takes the temperatures? Or do you really want to go that far if it's not required? And how private can you even be at this point about everyone's personal health? Milito says the businesses she's advising are eager and optimistic, telling her,
we're just going to, you know, try to make lemonade out of lemons and get back to work.
Dunlap and Kyle is hoping to put its troubles to good use. It's giving time off to everyone who is sick so they can donate plasma as often as possible. Convalescent plasma is being used around the world to treat the sickest COVID-19 patients. Meanwhile, the company's become more comfortable making its experience public. Managers were nervous when they first told customers, but salesman Ty Cordray says the tire shops stuck with them.
Since we've come back, we've been busier than we've ever been. And we think it's because we were honest and upfront.
Somehow May turned out to be the biggest month the company's ever had. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.